Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down the things each week to make you say the thing that's the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
I'm Eli Uden.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
The boys are back. Happy Thanksgiving, indeed.
There was a mix-up at the White House. Eli was not.
I was pardoned instead of a turkey.
That's right.
We thought you were executed instead of a turkey, but I guess you got almost the last pardon. Yeah,
they pardoned three turkeys: Chocolate, Chip, and Eli. Those were the three.
It was close too. They accidentally labeled me as a turkey. I was going to be executed, and then they had so many pardons to give out. And you know, I was arguing pretty hard. I was like, you know, the rest of these are just turkeys. I'm a man who you've confused for a turkey. I really do truly believe
they
I
were getting ready to hang all the turkeys from the gallows, and they realized at the last minute.
Actually, what happened was Eli has a rich city dwelling doppelganger, and he was willing to step in Eli's place and sacrifice himself and to allow Eli to live on. And it was nice.
Heroic.
Do I misremember the Prince and the Pauper? Is that the Prince just got executed?
No, that's Tale of Two Cities. That's I'm doing a Sidney Carton.
That movie, that book is boring highbrow as shit. Let me tell you what.
A real highbrow ref.
Mm-hmm. My dad tried to read that to me once when I was a kid. I don't really know why he wanted to read that to me, but he fell asleep within like three pages of starting to read it to me.
Nice.
And I was just like, okay, seems like a good book. How was your Thanksgiving? You guys eat any particular standout dishes?
I mean, it's all gravy, baby. Literally. It's delicious. It's all the best.
It was all gravy? That's all you had?
I had an all gravy Thanksgiving.
Oops, all gravy.
Oops, all gravy.
Nothing.
Everyone brought a different gravy. We had a really, our Google Sheet potluck got so fucked up. Someone hacked it and just put that we should all bring gravy. So yeah.
Everybody made gravy.
Next year we're going to write down what everyone's bringing in advance so we know we don't have people doubling up.
Everyone did cook a full turkey in order to make the gravy and then threw the turkey away because they thought that they were only supposed to bring gravy.
Yep.
And you can't bring a turkey to Thanksgiving. I mean, that's like wearing a white dress to a wedding. It's disrespectful.
That is so wildly disrespectful. I kind of want to do it.
Yeah, that would be funny to just show up with a 24-pound butterball. I'll bring the turkey. You going to bring anything? I'll do turkey.
Yeah. I'll bring
it from home so it's cold when it gets here.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring it so it so it's good.
Right.
You know, this way it's good.
I'm
sure yours is fine.
I saw a tweet that was going around that was fun. That was just somebody who had posted like a picture of a turkey going into the oven. And they were like, everybody's on their way and turkey's going in the oven. I was like, well, it better be a long drive unless
they're coming by dog sled. It'll take them a while.
Unless you want some medium rare turkey. NyQuil turkey.
She tried a new method this year. She covered the turkey in mayonnaise, and I was like, don't tell anyone you did that. And
that's a thing, apparently.
It turned out great. It was like some of the best turkey I've ever had.
That's like I don't know if it's a southern thing. That's a thing. This week I found out about that, and also through like a Instagram poll I found out, and it was like very close, that there's a big amount of people that when they make grilled cheese, instead of buttering the bread, they put mayonnaise on the bread.
I knew that. I didn't know that mayonnaise turkey was a thing.
I don't like it, but
it's just eggs and oil. Just eggs and oil.
French toast turkey. French turkey.
It's kind of French toasty a little bit.
Furky.
Yeah. No. I guess. Just don't tell anybody. It's like
Don't tell anybody. I will tell thousands of people that listen
to this
show.
They didn't eat the turkey. No one who ate the turkey is listening to this. If you ate the turkey at my mom's
sound
house.
Sound off in the comments.
Turn this off. You shouldn't be listening.
Send Kath an email.
Yeah. It's like
send me an email forward.
You got that. There was like the reel where it was the mom where like her daughter had like tried to make some fucking TikTok or, you know, like experimental mac and cheese. And she was like, you don't experiment on Thanksgiving. She's like, you fuck a whole thing up. Like, put goddamn eggs in the mac and cheese.
You definitely don't want to like go too. I feel like you don't want to go too non-traditional unless you clear it with everybody else first. Like,
yeah,
you can't be. Yeah, you can't be doing like a quote unquote take on a traditional Thanksgiving dish unless you know that everyone's going to be all right with it. Because like, I feel like everybody has certain non-negotiables. You know, like if I don't get some traditional sage stuffing, I'm going to be bummed out. Like that's something that I want. Don't do some postmodern stuffing shit. I want the tradish. I want the normal style. But I feel like people have like versions of that. Like for some people, it's green bean casserole. For some, you know, like just stick with the classics.
Molecular gastronomy stuffing. One big pearl. One big sphere in the turkey, sealed.
Yeah,
it's actually it's actually a vapor that you inhale.
Yeah, I think it's like, I mean,
if it doesn't make me want to fall asleep, I don't want it. Don't turn my stuffing into vapor.
Yeah, you can mess. I think it also depends on like how, you know, like if you have one of the classic, if you get assigned, yeah, like mac and cheese or like potatoes or something, you kind of got, you can't fuck around too much.
Yeah, not on Thanksgiving. I'm with the mom on this.
I made a recipe. I made like kimchi glazed Brussels sprouts things, and I made them. Yum. And it was so, no, it was not, it was bad. Well, I saved it sort of, but it came out of the oven and it was like a prank because they looked visually like they had spices and flavors on them. It looked like kimchi Brussels sprouts and it tasted like completely unseasoned Brussels sprouts. And I was like, what the fuck? Then I realized that the recipe I used, there was like next to the person who wrote it, it said RDN and I didn't know what that was. And then I looked it up and it's registered dietitian. Bad choice.
Well, yeah, don't be making any nutritionist recipes on Thanksgiving either.
Dude, it was fucked. And then it had a bunch of
the office toilet flush.
it had a bunch of fucking
flush that entire dish down in one bowl with the powerful office toilet.
It had a bunch of positive, it had a bunch of fucking 5-star reviews and shit. And then when it was bad, I like went and actually read them. And there was a bunch of 5-star reviews where people were like, 5 stars, can't wait to make this. It's like, that's how this fucking works. You can't just.
It sounds great.
How excited you are to make it.
I also did the Brussels sprouts this year. That was my contribution this year. However, mine were delicious.
Yeah. Those things.
It's like 5 stars. The doctor says, if I have any salt, I will die. So these are great.
Brussels sprouts, just absolute clump fuel. The clumps love Brussels sprouts. Lately, have you been messing around?
Mine had chopped up pancetta and like half a stick of butter in them. So definitely not dietitian approved. But
yeah, we have vegetarians, so I couldn't throw the bacon in there. But it was all right. You know, not too bad.
How do you guys? Patty was talking about, like when people bring their own thing because they want to make sure it's good. It's like so rude. My mom, now
you just don't
we have,
say that though. You can
now
it.
We have Thanksgiving at our house, but my mom, when we'd have it at another relative's house, she would make her own cranberry sauce to bring because she's the only person that doesn't like the stuff in the can. So she would make her entire thing of like really nice, like raw, like cranberry, almost like cranberry salsa, and then be the only person to eat it because she was like, I'm not eating the stuff in
people
the can.
Fucking love that shit, the stuff
I love
in the
it.
Can
I think it's great.
Yeah, I'm not gonna
Patty's
shit on
shaking
it.
His head
can have it all.
Well, I mean, that's a thing.
I like the nice cranberry sauce too, but I love that
take
love
an extra
that
thick slice.
Well, it's well, it's also a good thing to like kind of demand because it's no one has to do any work on it at all,
right?
It's like, do you have a nice looking dish? Just yeah, it's literally just like, I would like if you had a little can of slop for me, if my little sloppy can that I can have.
Here's
people
the
like
problem.
It. I don't like
here's,
it, but
do you have any wiggly food here? Can I get that, please?
I would like, can we have gummy worms?
The thing is, you need to assign it to like your least competent family member because it's so easy and it costs like a dollar and you have to go to the store. But it has to be someone who's reliable enough to show up, because the cranberry sauce is the only thing on the table that doesn't taste like butter and sage. It's like the only thing that's like bright enough tasting that has some acid in it. So yeah. If you don't have any cranberry anything, you got problems. So yeah. Like you can give it to like your dirtbag cousin, but you need to make sure your dirtbag cousin is actually going to show up.
You give otherwise... it to them. You give it to them, and then you buy one anyways. And then if they bring it, great. And if you don't, you go, I think we actually might have some lying around. And then you got the solution.
So it's I burned it. I left it in too long. It's like left it in.
Left it in where?
Yeah, dirtbag cousin cooking the canned cranberry sauce like a can putting of hobo it in the beans, microwave. Like a can of hobo beans out in the back.
Sorry, Dad.
They put the can in the microwave and set it for 15 minutes and then walk away. And
then the house. I burned it. Being the house.
Just how you do an arson, basically. Yeah. Starting an arson by leaving a can of canned cranberries in the microwave. Yeah, that was delicious. My intent with the kimchi thing was I was just like, anything that's
to burn the house down
just has any acid in it. Right. Won't make it.
That's why I thought it would be good, but yeah, even like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like hot fermented cabbage can sometimes not turn out great.
Yeah,
sometimes not a great smell.
Yeah, well, no, but it sounds like good. A glaze, and it's cooked. I think once you cook it, it gets a lot less, you know, stinky. It's kind of...
I don't know. I feel like heating it up just makes it more farty.
Well, there's no actual kimchi in it. It was just the glaze. I'm not going to go into the whole recipe. But
so it was gochujang. It was like the chili paste.
It was it was kimchi base that was mixed in, which might be the same thing as gochujang. I'm confused by the labeling of it. But hey,
I'd look it up, except I don't want to make this recipe ever.
Yeah, don't make any recipes from fucking forkintheroad.com. I don't even know why I trusted this shit. I only trusted it because the other recipe I found was from a YouTube guy, and I find him annoying, so I didn't make it.
I don't like this guy's energy.
Eli was trying to get
some cheese.
What is he saying?
I don't know. He's trying to get it in.
Could have used some kimchi's.
Kimchi's? Seinfeld, we'll think on that one.
I was gonna say Eli was where you should have gone was Fork in Your Ass, the Michael Richards cooking website.
From his Marble Rye recipes. Cheese.
From his
say
his
it again, Shelby. Kim Cheese. Kim Cheese. Get it?
This robot just keeps trying to get it in. Everyone shut up.
Focused robot. Yeah.
Robot awkwardly trying to break into conversation circle.
We have we have some quick announcements before we go into numbers, right?
First one is could have used some kimchi.
Yeah. Eli's Brussels sprouts. Could have used some kimchi, folks.
Thank you.
Breaking. No, we have a live stream December 1st. Live stream December 1st, 8 p.m. Thursday. Don't know what we're going to play yet. It's going to be a good time. Patrons only, patreon.com/whatatimepod. Sign up for the Patreon and come hang out with us on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also are going to start putting episodes full length on YouTube, because that's apparently a way that some people, not the video, just the audio, but that's apparently a thing that some people do that's how some people consume stuff. So we're going to do that. And that's, we have the new YouTube handle URL or whatever. So it's just youtube.com/@whatatimepod. So that's
there's an at
sorry
yeah in the URL. That's like the new thing, I guess.
Okay,
that they're doing
like Twitter style at, like an correct. At symbol,
correct.
Sorry, I sound like an ancient human.
Put your reading glasses on, Kath.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, no old videos of us.
What?
Freaks, especially
it's the Martha Kelly old lady looking at the computer meme.
I love that's just her meme now. She really owns that. She's been posting that for literally years. Mm.
Yeah.
Like,
what were you
we're in like an Austin comedy like Facebook shit talk group that is now no longer very active because most people who are in it like have moved away or whatever. But she's been posting that in there for like 10 years.
Like, very good.
Anytime there is new shit talk or drama that she was not aware of, she would post the old lady looking at the screen. A real signature.
I was just thinking of how glad I am that there's no video of us recording episodes on Zoom when we knew that we wouldn't be putting out video, and it was just the three of us all in big shirts. Like, just, I mean, I think Patty's usually in pretty normal stuff, but there were definitely days where, like, if me and Kath both hung over, we both show up in, like, giant sleep shirts.
I wear... I wear the... I was born in Massachusetts. I worship an elder ocean god or whatever, that shirt that we have, which I believe you can still get on our merch site. I have that in
bigcartel.com.
I have that in a 5XL and I wear it all the time.
Oh my god. That's like the size for the actual elder god. That's Cthulhu's size himself.
It goes down to my knees. It's very good. But I've definitely worn that recording before. And honestly, I will still show up in a big shirt now that sometimes Shelby posts video clips of us.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Kath just looking like a boardwalk ghost in a 5XL.
That is
funny shirt.
Yeah, we should all get Big Johnson shirts to wear.
If you die on like the Atlantic City boardwalk, you're not like a sheet ghost. You're like a 5XL who shit my pants t-shirt.
The ghost. Man, the legend ghost. I guess that ghost has a huge dick. All right. But because the shirt's so long, it doesn't actually line up, so it looks like your feet are the legend, sort of.
So Big Johnson getting a little bit political recently, I guess. I just took a quick look here. It's the famous, you know, the nerd, the Big Johnson nerd. And there's two women in bikinis, but the bikinis are made of surgical masks. And it's time to ditch those masks. So apparently Big Johnson, not a fan of COVID restrictions.
Hey, ladies, how about you drop masks? I mean, to be fair, those masks aren't doing anything. So
they're not keeping anyone safe. Yeah.
I want to know how they're secured masks in the back. They're not making a lot of sense to me. Also, love this beautiful t-shirt graphic that is just a picture photoshopped onto a t-shirt. Like, not even pretending to be on the shirt.
It would be funny if it looked like that in real life somehow. That would be nice.
Also, one of the women is standing on his foot with a heel, which I don't know if that's maybe one of Big Johnson's like
kinky
things. Yeah, I don't know if he's like that. It's like Bill Pullman in the center. He wants to get shit stepped on.
These ladies are wearing high heels in sand. Mm-hmm. The real heroes.
Impressive.
Yeah. A lot of ankle injuries.
I mean, their legs do look very strong, to be fair. They're like some very thick-thighed women.
I would say their legs look strong. Their bones look like a nightmare because of their...
Oh, yeah. Anatomically, they got some problems.
Yeah, I would say that the designer for Big Johnson t-shirts could benefit from an anatomy lesson or two. Perhaps some figure drawing from life.
It's a bit... Rob Liefeld or whatever that guy's name was. Oh, it's a bit that
we should get a Big Johnson type shirt for the podcast.
We should
merch store.
It's this shirt, but it's the three of us. So like I'm the little nerd, and then you guys are the babes. And it would of course say it's time to ditch those masks. That would be
Did you know what Big Johnson? His name is not Big Johnson, obviously, but his name is E. period Normus Johnson. That's his name.
Yeah, Eric Normus Johnson.
Yeah, I did not know that. So it's like Charles Entertainment Cheese.
Yes.
Yeah. Doing a figure drawing class with the Big Johnson t-shirt guy, and then the teacher
he's
being
crying out of frustration. He's so angry.
But then also it's just like, okay, the figure drawing's okay. Who's this little guy that you keep kind of putting in here? That's E. Normus Johnson. He's my original property.
That's like my main guy. I put him in stuff.
Yeah, like one of those kids in like middle school just draws Bart Simpson all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody in middle school's got a little guy that they draw.
Yeah,
and then this guy just totally monetized his little guy.
Go into a figure drawing class and just drawing Goku, regardless of who the model is.
Did you have a little doodle man? Either of you? Mm-hmm. Have a little doodle man?
I had a couple.
A couple of different anime people I think I would draw.
I would draw Spider Jerusalem from Transmetropolitan. I would draw Spider Jerusalems on the margin.
I would draw Spider-Man.
yeah. I drew Big Johnson. no, I did.
I drew Big Johnsons.
That's just super bad now. Yeah.
Sure, that's super bad. Yeah, I had I had some like original little guys that I had to. I was very briefly did some cartoons. I don't know. I probably have the notebook somewhere at home, or comics rather.
Political cartoons.
They were. Yeah, it was very. It was like Doonesbury, but for kids. Yeah, very. No. I don't remember.
I was thinking more like Ben Garrison or whatever.
Oh yeah, well, there was that. Well, of course, there was that element as well.
You were drawing little doodles in the margins of your like notes and stuff, and then all the doodles were labeled like the economy or something.
I was really mad about Obama in 1994 somehow.
You knew. Yeah.
Patty had his tequila wheel rollerblades kicked up under his drawing table, working on some political cartoons. You drew a little version of yourself in the corner of each one that was saying, like, oh, brother,
or something. Give me a break. This has got to stop.
This has got to stop.
Should we do numbers?
This has got to stop. Yeah.
Request to bring that sound clip back, by the way, Shelby. Love that one.
Good one.
This has got to stop. This has got
to
stop.
Wait, you forgot to do that hilarious Spider-Man riff.
Right. Thanks.
I know.
Thanks, robot. Before we started... Here's just a contextless good idea for you all. Does someone else want to explain it?
I love that we are so bad at tangents that we can't even get to a riff that isn't about our podcast anyways. But may we offer you...
just a little treat.
Trade offer. You receive the idea of J. Jonah Jameson asking for pictures of Spider-Man relentlessly on Slack. Just...
Don't mute my notifications.
At all times, no respect for a work-life balance. 9 p.m. Slack notification. Shelby, do you have the Slack sound? It's very iconic. I need those pictures of Spider-Man. Hey, how are those pictures of Spider-Man coming?
And then just a react that's just like a cigar ash somehow or something. I know.
That's it's at here. Get me pictures of Spider-Man. And then all the emojis underneath are cigar, like cigar 17.
Cigar being stamped out.
J. Jonah Jameson adding everyone in a Discord server to get pictures of Spider-Man.
Here's another one I just thought of. Big Jonah Johnson. Think about that. It's two things.
Two things.
I mean, hey, I don't use Slack very often, but I would welcome an angry guy demanding pictures. As long as the pictures of Spider-Man get posted in the Slack, that would be the important thing.
Yeah, that's the channel. It's for the channel.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, J. Jonah Jameson is like, add them to the drive. And he's got a Google Drive called Pictures of Spider-Man. Put them in the drive.
Ray... Pictures of Spider-Man. Forward Ray, pictures of Spider-Man.
All right. We need to do numbers.
Sending you a Google Cal invite.
Google Cal invite for a Zoom meeting called Pictures of Spider-Man.
Pictures of Spider-Man. My email thread with J. Jonah Jameson. Pictures of Spider-Man.
Well...
There we go.
So you're
please
welcome, everyone.
Please see attached. It's a picture of Spider-Man.
Picture of Spider-Man.jpg.
All right. Just a treat for y'all. Just a fun idea for your brain. Let's do number five.
Number five.
Ooh.
Fun.
Nice little transition there. Number five is from Eric, a bussy in a pear tree, on our Discord. If you would like to submit stories to the Patreon, you can join our Discord at the $10 a month level. Get access to our premium private Discord channels where you can post story suggestions, as Eric has. So, guys, hunk alert, new hunk on the rise, literally on the rise because he is full of helium. At the Macy's Parade... this past Thanksgiving Day, they had a Smokey the Bear balloon, and people were going fucking nuts for it. Also, I guess he's just Smokey Bear. He's not Smokey the Bear. I apologize. No middle name. Smokey T. Bear. He's like Enormous Johnson.
Yeah, I think that's something that people just kind of read into it. Because I think he's always been Smokey the Bear, but I thought he was. I mean, he's always been Smokey Bear. I thought he was Smokey the Bear, but I think he never was. It's one of those things.
I think that's right. I think he's just Smokey Bear.
He is, apparently. Wow.
So yeah, there's a huge balloon of him, which is also like, I don't know. I guess that makes sense because is he like government property? Like, who is he?
Yes, he's owned by the Park Service.
The Forest Service, I think. Okay. He's like a creation of the Forest Service. Yeah.
When you type in Smokey on Google search, the suggested searches are Smokey Robinson and Smokey the Bear. So I'm not the only person who feels this way.
There was an actual bear.
Oh, wow.
An alive bear.
Yeah, he was
born in...
Did
they make him wear jeans?
Spring 1950, they put jeans on him.
It was very dangerous. Several workers died putting the jeans on him.
They put him in Japanese raw denim.
Yeah.
He wasn't allowed to wash them.
He had to take a bath in them.
His balloon's got the, like, cuff tight jeans. It's kind of... He's got those...
I know. The thing is, this balloon...
Smokey menswear
bear.
He's
hot, man. They gave him pecs. They gave him, like, very developed pecs.
Yeah.
And and very detailed fur that really does, like, with the pecs and everything, it just looks like body hair. And, he's hot. Like, he's a hunk, for sure.
He looks like an old-timey strong man, sort of. One of those.
Yeah, he has like, a vintage, like, a 70s playgirl kind of vibe to him.
Yeah.
I'm dumping some Smokey content from the Wikipedia, some pictures in the chat here.
Thank you.
There's a nice one of him with Arnold Schwarzenegger, I guess, when Arnold was governor of California. A Smokey mascot guy who doesn't have visible eyes. The hat is pulled down very low.
The hat is pulled down. He's ashamed. Because California's on fire and because he doesn't want to meet Arnold Schwarzenegger. So he's ashamed. So I just think it's interesting that they let the Forest Service have a balloon. I think that's good. I just assumed it would be all like, you know, Disney shit because they just own everything. But no, Smokey the Bear, our taxes are going to Smokey the Bear.
And I mean, it's probably
he's using
more
them
important
for a
than
gym
ever.
Membership because he is ripped.
There have also been like many catastrophic wildfires recently, so maybe they're trying to be like, "Hey, please remember this motherfucker,
I'm sure.
please,
yeah.
dude." Yeah.
But yeah, so people on Twitter are obviously trying to fuck the balloon and calling him daddy and stuff. And look, I don't love that. I don't think we need tweets that say, Smokey Bear is really bringing daddy vibes and I'm here for it. Hashtag Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. Like, you don't need to speak like that.
What do you think it's like being someone who like processes things and says things like that unironically? What do you think that's like?
I don't know. We should ask Luke Moniz.
Yeah. So he's trying to ruin his life for snails or whatever.
He did not. I don't think Luke said anything about the Smokey Bear, but he did say something about one of our other stories.
Yes, he did.
So stay tuned. But yeah, I don't know. I'm really glad I've never my brain doesn't say I'm here for it ever, you know?
Yeah, I think Smokey Bear would be the one too, because I was noting that this is kind of down your alley. This is a buff outdoorsman. Yeah, buff outdoorsman. Yeah. Well could be holding a fish in his downtime.
Bears do like to go fishing.
They love to briefly hold a fish before eating the fish.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, this is I have a pretty broad spectrum of types, but he's pretty cute. If he were a human being, I'd be like, all right. And not a balloon of a bear. He's two things removed from being a human being.
Yeah. It's almost like there's like horny TMZ headline energy where, you know, some people are just like, wow, Smokey the Bear's kind of, this balloon's kind of buff. And then other people are like, Smokey Bear Zaddy Bait now? Need to fuck? Yes? I don't know. It's horny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yoda
some people
syntax.
Are like, ayo, why did Smokey Bear have a defined chest? And then other people are like, it's giving daddy and we're living and I'm dead.
Yeah. Yeah. To get need a bucket of water to dump on those people in addition to your campfire. That's
I feel like if that's how you practices. Talk, you don't actually ever get horny. Like you can't feel
typing that in just completely stone face, just zero mirth, just complete sociopathy.
Libido have you ever seen completely crushed by antidepressants?
Anhedonic. That Smoky is the language bayo, of the anhedonic.
Zaddy bait. Wood fuck. Yes.
Have you ever seen the other two?
Yeah. The Will Ferrell movie?
No. The the HBO show.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
The other guys. Shannon.
Great show.
Like when he's doing the gay minute.
Yes. Oh, like, yeah.
He does like the guy, the one of the main characters hosts like a HuffPo live news thing called the Gay Minute. And it's all just news about Laura Dern. And that's how he has to talk about everything that happens. He's like, we're living for Laura Dern, who fell down on the street. And that's the Gay Minute. Anyway.
Just like it's just like a Carrie O'Donnell tweet sort of for the story. Yes. Yeah.
Very, very Gary O'Donnell. Yes. So good for Smokey Bear. Good for the people that want to fuck Smokey Bear. Go find yourself a man who looks like this. There are a lot of them. A lot of them work for the Park Service, honestly. So, you know, get out there in the woods. That's
and,
my
you
advice.
Know, prevent forest fires. You know,
yeah,
practice fire safety
when you're out there.
Yeah, Smokey Bear actually has to stay celibate so that he can stay vigilant. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, it's like it's like, you know, before a boxing match or whatever, but like he's boxing the fires.
He took an oath, to the forest.
He took an oath.
That's so weird that you say boxers aren't allowed to like crank off before they fight, so they're like hopped up.
Yeah, I mean, I just like have seen Raging Bull. Like, I don't know if that's true.
Oh, yeah.
There are athletes who swear by that, I believe, yes.
I feel like it'd be the opposite.
It's a mental strategy, so the other guy knows you're really horny. And he just doesn't want to be near you.
He's psyched up, because he's like, oh, I don't want to tackle that guy. He's going to get too excited. I feel like it'd be the opposite. You'd want to perform in like post-nut clarity, like zen, you know, zen
mental
state.
Do it on
state.
The sidelines right before full you go state. In.
I guess the thing is if you did that, you'd be like, wow, this isn't really that important. It doesn't matter that much whether I win or not. And then
a youth fighter says he was not making weight, so he blew a huge load in the mate weight.
That can't be true.
I don't believe it is.
Patty is rubbing his temples.
That is the UFC version of the Richard Gere story or whatever.
He said it.
Yeah, UFC fighter had to have their stomach pump because they weren't making weight because they sucked off so many people.
There was so much cum in them.
There's definitely one of those guys that is like super into Scott Adams or whatever. Like one of those UFC guys.
That is a funny thing to tell someone because I'm sure they get asked like, how'd you cut weight or whatever? And the answer is always like A, boring, and B, like something you would never want to advertise that you do because it's extremely unhealthy. So it's good to just be like, yeah, I just shot some ropes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I cut off one of my legs.
All right.
Speaking
number four.
Of cuts, dump it.
Cut the show.
Eli, you don't like shot some ropes?
I didn't like it the first time. I don't like it the second time either.
I'm going to come.
Number four.
Eli has moved away to the point that like the auto blur of his background is now no longer even showing his face.
Yeah, I
want to
be blurred out. I don't want to be in this video.
He doesn't want to be associated.
Eli disavows. He disavows. Number four comes to us from a Gowanna Helium Cube in the Discord. And it's a story about what I think is some kind of river spirit that we should be leaving alone. But it's in the Champagne region of France. I'm trying to think of a joke about it being authentic or not.
Yeah.
But
Patty,
a guy...
Patty always defends spirits of the forest. Patty Mo is actually short for Patty Mononoke.
That's right.
not that.
A guy, a British guy, went to France, went fishing, and caught a 67-pound record-breaking goldfish. And it's upsetting to look at. It's very large.
It's awful.
I think it's cool. Stop being mean to this goldfish.
I'm not being mean.
You're body shaming him.
Leave him in the water. Leave him alone, you know?
Leave him alone. Definitely leave him alone. He is for sure, like, yeah, some kind of god in this.
He's got like a catfish kind of... Like, I didn't know goldfish had those little catfish, like, mustache things, you know, but this guy's got them.
Yeah, he's got some little whiskers, kind of.
Yeah.
Looks like Mick Mars from Motley Crue. Anybody?
Yeah, this is a Magikarp, dude. That's what this is. This truly.
Yeah, so I guess this, he, it's bright orange. Its nickname is The Carrot, which is not very creative.
Rude. Also rude.
Kind of offensive.
His nickname should be Sir.
Right.
Like a
big catfish gets named, like, you know, the general or something, or the colonel, you know, this guy is just The Carrot. It's kind of disrespectful.
Yeah.
Speaking of being disrespectful, I would like to quote the Luke Moniz tweet about this goldfish.
Ah, yes.
Which he quote tweeted and wrote, putting cowboy hat to my chest, in parentheses, I would like one night with the giant goldfish.
Just unhinged behavior.
Yeah. 136 likes. I'm assuming some of the people listening fave this, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, I don't. I'm.
He gets lonely out there on the range or wherever he's supposed to be.
Where are you?
He's an elderly cowboy.
One of those
never
lake,
known the touch of a goldfish.
One of those lake cowboys, just unsuccessfully trying to rope fish, just tossing lassos onto the surface of a lake.
He got the brand. Luke lives on Yellowstone Ranch now. He works for the Duttons. So this guy he went over there. I'm not sure, I guess these fish don't naturally live there. It's a mix of leather carp and koi carp, both ornamental fish commonly found in ponds, and I guess they dumped them into the lakes about 15 years ago. This fish is apparently 20 years old.
It can feed it some champagne. It's old enough.
Yeah.
It is. Is it like that thing that people used to say of, like, you know, like almost an urban legend, like you threw a goldfish in a lake, or you like flushed a goldfish down the toilet and it survived.
Yeah.
And now it's this huge fucking goldfish. I don't know.
It is one of those things where they grow as big as their environment lets them get, I guess.
It's eating all those delicious escargot snails in that river.
They're in there.
In France.
Tasty.
It's not the snails that are making him that big. It's all the clarified butter that you eat it with.
That's what's getting to it.
It's the bubbles as well. But yeah, he said it was, he said it took him about 25 minutes to reel it in. It's 30 pounds heavier than what was previously thought to be the world's biggest goldfish, which was caught in Minnesota.
God damn.
So...
It's 67 pounds, so it's almost 50% bigger than the last.
Yeah. I'm like, I was saying, I didn't realize that I thought that goldfish were like French bulldogs. Like, I thought that they'd been broken.
They were inbred?
Well, I thought like they'd ruined. Been like irreparably ruined and broken. Like, I would have thought if you threw one in a lake, it would just die. You know? Like, it would be like, you know. Like releasing a French bulldog into the wild, into a national park.
I don't think they're like, I don't think we're breeding fish like we're breeding dogs. I think they're pretty much just, you get what you get.
I guess. Well, also, this is really in,
ladies and gentlemen, something. Fish.
It really says something about people trying to raise goldfish, because this thing is like, oh, it's 20 years old. And I'm like, I don't know any goldfish that someone's tried to have as a pet that's made it over like 4 years.
Right. Yeah. So it's not that if you throw it in a river, it'll die. It's that if you keep it in a fish tank, it'll die.
Right. And
then don't clean it.
Right. And occasionally, like, a piece of fruit roll-up falls in the water or whatever.
Yeah, goldfish can't love their reputation as they're, like, a starter pet. And they're like, oh, cool. All right.
Oh, thanks.
Destined to be flushed down a toilet. That's their
Oh, goal. It looks like I'm in a plastic bag. Is that good? I also thought, like, when they get old, they, like, get clear. I feel like that was something that happened with goldfish maybe they're just really unhealthy and dying because they're not in a good environment.
Maybe that's the thing, is every goldfish we've ever seen is the sickest goldfish in the world.
Yeah. But the carrot is thriving. And thankfully the guy, put her back, him, good. Him or what?
What's he gonna do, fucking cook it?
I don't know. The guy that found the one in Minnesota decided to turn it into a stuffed fish, like a Billy Bass situation. So oh, yes, actually. Cool. Yeah,
could you turn a real fish into a Billy Bass?
I don't know. I'm not sure how taxidermy works, but I guess so. I mean,
you probably could.
You'd have to like put in hinges or something, right? Because I don't know how elastic.
When I die, can you guys turn me into a Billy Bass? Billy Bass?
That was already the plan. Yeah,
that makes the ooh sound.
You walk by me and I turn to you and make that sound.
I mean, a human Billy Bass is just one of those scarecrows on a porch that yells at people, right? On Halloween.
I guess that's true. That is a human Billy Bass.
Really, you're asking us to turn you into a scarecrow, or you want us to go Jeepers Creepers on your ass, pretty much.
Mm. Yeah.
So this is a nice story. He, you know, put her back in. I do. The idea of like knowing something is 20 years old and being like, time to kill it, is, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, I don't know. Like, you know, it's out there in the wild. It's killing. Again, it's the river spirit. So, you know, leave it alone. Nobody else go, you know, somebody caught her
don't
once.
Don't go find it.
That's right.
Leave it alone.
You know, at least give it a few years.
Oh, wow. I'm looking at other pictures of it. It's, it does have like those catfish whiskers and stuff. It's very...
Well, it's a carp, isn't it? Isn't goldfish?
I knew that goldfish could get that. Like, I knew they could get big, but I didn't realize that they like looked like that. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it.
I thought they just had like sunglasses, like the ones from the food. I didn't realize they looked like that.
What if they did? What if he did eat this and it tasted exactly like goldfish crackers?
Oh. which kind? Cheddar, Parmesan,
pizza.
Don't go chasing this goldfish.
Don't
just stick to the rivers
goldfish
and country fairs that you're used to.
Exactly. Thank you, Shelby.
The pictures of the goldfish remind me of when they take one of those microscope photos of a bug. Like, it's like that.
Yeah.
It feels like seeing a fly up close.
It looks like a tardigrade or something. Mm-hmm. Don't leave it alone. Congrats to this goldfish for getting released. Happy for him.
That's right.
Folks, if you're enjoying this episode, you might also like our bonus episode this week. We cover some additional stories from the week, including another sighting of porn star Johnny Sins on the Jumbotron at a sports game. Always funny, in my opinion.
We also got annoyed at various words that were already words but became words of the year through Oxford's dictionary marketing arm or whatever that situation is.
And at the end, Kath makes the massive mistake of goading me into talking about watches.
Check it out.
Get a brief buying guide.
Number three.
This comes to us from Dream Animal in the Discord. We got another attack, wild animal attack. And we were talking about a little bit about this before the episode is that... we're like, there's a lot of reports of like wild turkey attacks, and it's like, yeah, it's because they attack everyone. They are, if you don't know, public service announcement, do not fuck with wild turkeys. They will beat the shit out of you. But apparently...
Mean and dumb.
This one, a couple of turkeys have unfortunately seemed to have formed a small hierarchy / gang in a Massachusetts town. This is in Woburn. Says the residents have been subjected to attacks and intimidation, which I think is a little generous to the turkeys. I don't think they're trying to generate.
It seems calculated if you call it intimidation.
Yeah, I feel like they will attack you, and being near them is scary. It is one turkey that has taken over. And of course, his name is Kevin. I wish they'd named him just like Sean or something, you know, just go full Boston on it. I mean, Kevin is still there, I think.
There's a lot of Kevins. There's a lot of Kevins up there. Yeah,
yeah. Got a little turkey mob.
They just named him Sully, and he's just like
Fitzy.
He's intimidating people by just like calling them homophobic slurs.
Yeah,
it's like what if Jeremy Renner's character from The Town was a goldfish?
Turkey. We're on turkey now.
Whose car are we taking?
So there's apparently it's five turkeys. This is this group.
They're a gang.
Gang is five turkeys. Kevin is the leader, a male bird named Kevin. They've been around for a while, but they haven't been that aggressive. Now they are very angry, and they are attacking everything. One woman's...
In an instant.
One woman said that they don't let you out of her out of your house. So they go, they are attacking everything. Wild turkeys are also fearless. I have seen one attack a motorcycle before, which is fucking crazy to me. That you would see something and you don't even know what it is, and it's way bigger than you, and you're just like,
fuck that thing. Don't yeah, like it.
Let's fucking scrap, dude. So they're doing that. Apparently they attack cars and kids on bicycles are two of their main targets.
Their favorites.
Yeah. Everyone's got brooms and rakes near their front door just to get themselves, just to fight their way out of their house. And
these turkeys are just, they're worried about COVID. They're just like, please stop gathering for Thanksgiving. You need to stay home.
Yeah. And they, I mean, this is a full, this
the
this
turkeys
town.
Are going gobble, gobble. The pandemic isn't over. Gobble, gobble.
Yeah. And this is a real, this woman says, some days it's frustrating. I'll be like, oh my God, there's an Amazon package and I can't go get it. I can't go get it because the turkeys are there. She says, then I just have to wait until nightfall. She uses the word nightfall to be able to retrieve the Amazon package.
Stop ordering all this turkey food off of Amazon.
Yeah. I've kind of adjusted over time to it. I know their routine now, so I can kind of work around them.
Jesus.
Yeah, it is. I was saying before, I also, says, when he goes after you, he can kick pretty good. I wrote a thing, I researched some wild turkeys, and man, they are fucking strong and terrifying. And they will attack anybody. I think one of my favorite things ever is that if you ever get attacked by a wild turkey, it is because they consider you a subordinate, which is great. So
pretty good.
If you get attacked at all, it's already a mental assault because that turkey just straight up was like, that looks like a bitch to me. Basically, the turkey was like, smells like bitch in here, and then starts kicking you with his talons. They're also fast as fuck, which I didn't realize. What would you guys ballpark wild turkey top speed? On the ground, not flying.
So this has been a big problem in Massachusetts and like northern New England for a while because they've like rehabbed all the turkeys. So like there's a ton of them now. And I've seen them. They're out in my parents' neighborhood. They're not aggressive, but like they're out there.
Yet.
I know,
they've
not yet.
Them.
They haven't
make
gotten
them
a
stronger.
Taste.
Why would you do that? That's not good.
A turkey on one of those. Yeah,
they're flexible.
They sent them to spring training, and now they're.
It was turkeys on those underwater treadmills or whatever.
Yeah. They go pretty fast. I'm going to say 25 miles an hour.
Patty?
I was going to say like 10. 25 seems very fast. But
25 is almost exactly correct. Wow. They run 25 miles an hour.
I've seen them run.
Again, Usain Bolt top speed is like 28 miles an hour. So,
and how fast are turkeys? 25?
25, right around there. When they fly, they go 55 fucking miles an hour. So
that's crazy. That's even crazier to me because those things do not seem streamlined.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they would be clumsier in the air than on the ground.
They're not built for speed. It does not seem that way. But yeah.
And yet.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they're just motivated by like spite, I guess.
They can be like That's 4 feet so tall, fast. Just furious short kings, just attacking you, going nuts. Mm-hmm. They apparently have spurs on the back of their legs, which I didn't know, which I don't like at all. They have like hooked 1-inch spurs that
they look like. They really look like dinosaurs. Like we see them mm-hmm. sometimes like walking down my parents' street, and they look prehistoric.
Yeah,
they don't look like they should be alive at the same time as humans.
There was a study that chickens and turkeys out of every bird have the most dinosaur DNA still in them. They're like the
I believe
closest.
It.
Yeah, I mean, the wild chickens are kind of fucked up, but I think that's also because, you know, we've made them into big packs of meat. But yeah, wild turkeys really look like dinosaurs. I mean, they look like, yeah. I feel like they're probably velociraptors, right? I feel like that's just what they turned into. There's just a direct line from velociraptor to turkey.
I feel like, yeah, they look prehistoric. They're also like, they're dumb in a way that is like kind of scary. Like it's just you look into their eyes and you're just like, I could not reason with this animal.
They just seem kind of shit faced. Yeah, they just seem kind of like wasted, like fear, angry, drunk all the time. I don't know. It's scary.
Yeah,
and that's why Ben Franklin wanted to make them the national animal.
Yeah, which is a myth. Yeah. I'm sorry to say,
mean and dumb. Oh, really? Oh, okay, crack.com.
Sorry to ruin your crack.com.
On the
get
case.
Them out of here. But yeah, and then they are super old too. They're like, I think they've, I mean, it's hard to tell like what qualifies as a turkey in time. And then I was reading articles that started using the word clade, which I was not aware of, but apparently that's relevant. It's like 10 million years. So there was like a time where like some direct ancestor of the turkey and saber-toothed tigers were both chilling, which is
and the turkeys
crazy.
Were probably fighting the saber-toothed tigers because they don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I don't know why. Like, what is the point of this? Like, saber-toothed tigers are sick. I'm not going to argue that at all. But they don't seem...
Please.
Like, what? Why are those big teeth so helpful? What are you opening, cans? Like, why, you know? I feel like regular teeth are fine. You know, that's why tigers now just have lots of sharp teeth.
I mean, yeah, I guess they evolved away. So I guess they weren't helpful.
Yeah, unless they're doing some weird shit like walruses or whatever. I don't even know what walruses do with their shit.
What do walruses do with their shit?
It's probably some mating shit, right? Let's find out. Let's find out.
Vamp, saber-toothed tiger, why?
Yeah. What do walruses do with their shit?
They use it. Walruses use their tusks to like... They use it to like lift themselves up. They like use the tusks like a grappling
hook. Oh yeah.
It's like a hoist.
Yeah, they also use it to like break holes in the ice and fight each other and stuff. So.
Walruses look like when they hoist themselves up with their teeth, they would make a noise like
Hoo! Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like me bigger. When I get off the couch.
Just big
like,
time.
Yeah. Patty's correct. They forge for food with them and hoist themselves onto the ice. But yeah.
Grappling hook. I like that.
Hey, if you're an ancient animal scientist, let us know what was going on with those saber-toothed teeth. What were they doing with those?
Those saber teeth.
Also, yeah. Very, very like poetic names. Saber-toothed, right? Like that's
yeah,
really...
Yeah, a saber.
It all rolls. And then one of them is the Smilodon, which is just... That's just fun. That's just fun that's for the fun. Whole fucking family.
It's fun to name an animal that is known because of what its mouth looks like, the Smilodon.
It's fun to name an animal known for what that mouth do. The saber-toothed exactly. tiger known for what that mouth did. In the ancient times. Yeah. That would be cool.
Which is a crushed bone.
Yeah. And that's the other thing is that the saber tooth, they seem like a negative thing to have those because in every fantasy illustration of someone fighting one I've ever seen, they're grabbing right on there, their handles.
Yeah.
And they're ripping their
also,
head off.
Also, like, you know how fucking weird it feels when you hit your tooth on something? That's like one of the worst feelings.
Yeah,
it's like stubbing your toe times a billion. Yeah. It's like so weird.
Kath does a lot of testing gold to see if it's real. Kath's always biting a doubloon.
Yeah, I gotta make sure it's real.
Yeah,
I'm going into a lot of pawn shops and asking if I can lick their gold. Can
Which
I put your gold
method?
In my mouth?
Yeah, thinking someone's gonna bite your gold to see if it's real, and then they suck on it. Doesn't taste
tastes
like gold
to
me.
Oh, is that not how you guys check? I thought that's how we checked.
Yeah. Sucking on your luxury watch to tell if it's a real Rolex. That real?
Hello?
Let me put it in my mouth for a little bit. I just want to see. Hey, do not make that a sound clip, Shelby.
You mind if I pop that Rolex in my mouth and see what it feels like?
Well, good luck to the people of Woburn, Massachusetts. I hope you can leave your houses soon. Mm. I'm sure we have Massachusetts listeners who are have encountered these freaks. They're out there, man. They've like their populations have come back dramatically in the last couple of years, and people are paying the price.
Yeah, they're all over Staten Island as well. I saw an article.
Are they?
Yeah.
Late Thanksgiving segment. Well, if you've been attacked by a wild turkey. And you have mesothelioma.
You may be entitled to compensation.
Send us an email of your story of being attacked by a wild turkey. What's our email? whatatimepod@gmail.com?
whatatimepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
The other one was already taken. No idea why.
But probably us then forgot about it.
Probably us. Yeah, someone forgetting the password or something.
Mm.
Let's do... Number two.
That's a shot at me indirectly, and that's incorrect.
No, I would have made it and forgotten about it.
That was not meant to be a shot at you.
Number two.
Number two comes to us from The Average Gatsby, and this is an inspiring story from the legal world in France. A French court has ruled that companies can't fire their employees for failing to be sufficiently quote unquote fun. This guy sued after being laid off, basically. He refused to participate in after work drinks and team building, and they fired him for what they called professional incompetence. His name, of course, I guess it's like a John Doe type thing. He's referred to as Mr. T, which
which is not a John Doe name. That's a real man.
Yeah. So
yeah, that's a very specific person, actually.
Yeah,
doesn't work.
He pities the fool who makes him
who makes him attend team building events.
Correct. So yeah. So I mean, this is a great story because you know this the idea of participating in company culture is can be grating, I think.
Yeah,
a lot
this
of the
guy's
time.
A hero to us all. Let me do my work and then go home. I don't want to be your friend. I have my own friends.
Why do I have to do unpaid hanging out? Now, obviously, this in the U.S., they could just fire the guy and because he's an at-will employee, but I guess in France they have different
protections. Because he's never actually worked there and he has a part-time contractor who works 80 hours a week.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. They'd fire him because he is not an employee in the first place. But even if he was, yeah, there's no repercussions for this, which is like, I feel like something a lot of people only recently learned that the U.S. is weird about, like, we're kind of anomalous that we're like totally at will employment is the norm here, because like Elon Musk fired all those people in Europe and like he's going to be in huge legal trouble for that because you can't just fire people over there. You have to have like reasons and you have to give them warnings and you have to like, there are all these rules about it that we don't have over here.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, so this guy, he sued, right? That's how this all came.
He sued after getting fired and he got, they're examining his demand for damages. He asked for about a little under 500 grand, 461,406 euros.
All right.
It's very particular. Maybe that's an interest thing or something. I don't know. But I assume it's like lost wages and stuff. But, I guess there's other stuff. I mean, the thing about this is this is not a guy who's just like, I want to go home. He like and maybe some of this is because of the legal, like put this in legal papers. But like, you know, excessive alcoholism encouraged by colleagues. And practices pushed by colleagues involving promiscuity, bullying, and incitement to various excesses. So, like, this guy does sound like he's not a lot of fun, to be fair.
not someone you'd want to invite to work drinks, sounds like.
Yeah, I'm not
really
sure why
they were
so.
Really kind of a drag.
Why were they so insistent on him being there? This is a little strange. I'm not sure. Various, quote, humiliating and intrusive practices promoted by the company, including simulations of sexual acts and the obligation to share a bed with a colleague. That's a little weird, and that's something
weird.
The company should not be allowed to do.
But yeah, it feels
sure.
like this would kick off a larger investigation into being like, you're all trying to pretend to hump each other?
I'm not sharing a bed with someone I work with. That's not going to be happening. Maybe that's like making them share hotel rooms or something. I'm not clear on what. I don't know why you'd be in near a bed in any of these scenarios. Like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that's sort of what I'm.
You're not like a
by.
Comedian on tour. If you're going on a work trip, they shouldn't be like, "What if we, dude? Let's just get one double,
double
and then
up?
Six of us will sleep in there." Yeah. You know,
pay up.
Yeah.
It seems like this is a case that probably should have. They probably should have settled because you don't want this stuff being aired out in court, but they did not do that.
Well, they were too busy partying. They were all...
That's true.
This is also
going to sleep in their big bed together.
We have wine.
And also, it's like, I get, because it's a consultancy firm. So it's like consultants. I could very much see that just being like, you know, that like a classic, just like everyone getting shit-faced all the time, sort of like...
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, my job is schmoozing, so I should be a shit-faced.
You would think a consulting firm would know very well the best ways to fire people, because that seems to be the main thing they
suggest. That's their main job, right?
That seems like a really stupid thing for them to have done, is to like list his firing reason as incompetence. Because I don't know their rules, but it's like if you were like, it's a bad culture fit or whatever. Like,
you can't fire people for that there.
No, you have to have, there's much of different requirements.
Right? No, like every other country has actual rules about how they can't just fire you because you have bad vibes they do here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are bumming us all out. need to be fired.
Bad vibes.
Doing
not a good
weird
hang.
Stuff.
Getting bad hang. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fish in the microwave, etc.
Yeah. That eats nothing but cabbage, making Brussels sprouts kimchi in the work fridge over and over. Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
I do
but, like,
get this.
I respect this guy's right to not be fun. I wish he wasn't such a dick about it, but but yeah, because otherwise I would absolutely make him a folk hero. Like,
well, I want to know what
fucking
is
fucking make me go to work drinks. You're not paying me.
Well, I wonder if this is just the social equivalent of wearing a neck brace to court, you know, where like in reality, yeah, he was just like, I don't want to go to that. And then once it gets here, he's like,
you're all drunk sluts. I hate you.
Working with all these these drunk Jezebels at my consultancy firm.
I love the idea of this guy being wheeled in with like a leg brace and a neck brace. Like, how is this related to what's going on in this case?
Yeah. Hey, buddy, you're the one who chose to work at a consultancy firm in the ancient town of Sodom, okay? And Gomorrah. Maybe you just know this is the sort of stuff we're up to.
This is what we're doing. Don't like it? Get turned into a pillar of salt, bitch.
Yeah, suing because I was unjustly turned into a pillar of salt. I was actually doing everything fine. Yeah.
I feel like everyone else technically would be the ones getting turned into pillars of salt, not him. But, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what's so twisted about this case. That's why it's so unjust. Yeah. And he also looked back. Did he win?
Did he get the money?
They're determining the damages. He did not get the full 500 grand. That's what he asked for.
That does seem excessive.
He's already gotten 3,000 euros, which is not nothing.
I'm guessing that's like court costs or something. There's some kind of, because that's not like the damages. I'm not sure exactly what that is. But
yeah,
in any event, yeah, things are looking good here. And these guys really biffed it at this consultancy firm.
Got to say, the somewhat collapse of the global economy has made our podcast a lot easier to understand, because now everybody's money isn't, you know, euros aren't like a dollar and a half. It's just like, everything's bad. Everything's worth about the same. So 3,000 euros is what, like $3,100, right around there?
Yeah,
something
like
that. Pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to Mexico City in the spring, and I was just looking up, I like just made my hotel reservations and stuff and like was doing research. And I didn't realize that they use the dollar symbol. They use the same symbol for pesos. And I was getting very stressed out about how much things were costing.
Dude.
Because one peso is about 5 cents, but they use the dollar sign. So I was like very worried.
First of all, just a tip for you or anybody, like if you're going to like a resort in Mexico, if there's an all-inclusive option, it's just like the best, because you just don't have to worry about paying stuff. And it's usually not that bad. But yeah, every bill we got when I was at a wedding in Mexico, every bill, you can't turn that part of your brain off fast enough. So, like, we went to dinner and I got a bill and my brain was like, $60,000. And it's hard
it's
to be like,
there's a dollar symbol next to it. It's very stressful.
But every time I was like, oh, and then I was like, oh, that's like $8 or whatever. But yeah, it's super, super confusing. You just go buy a bottle of water at like a Mexican convenience store and you're like, $5,000?
$200. Thanks. Yeah. Great. Yeah.
Perfect.
Anyway, good luck to this man. I hope he gets some money. Good luck to Mr. T. Should we do number one?
Let's do it.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
Folks, this podcast is about to get a little X-rated, a little racy.
You already said shooting ropes twice.
Oh, three times. You just said it. I thought you hated it so much. I'm amazed you even said it.
I mean, the seal's broken.
It's funny. I don't know. I don't get why that in particular. Why do you hate it so much?
I think it's because it's something that like...
Well, we know what everyone's going to be named in Discord now.
Yeah. It's like something people like will yell in porn. Like it's like very...
I've never heard someone in porn say shooting ropes.
It's just... it's so many times you've said it. It's like very visceral to me. It's like not joking at all. It's just...
It's graphic.
Never happened.
Never happened. Shelby's seen all the pornography and he says it has never happened.
I think it's a humorous clip, but there is a clip. And we have it. No, we don't.
I don't want.
Oh, now you don't want to hear it?
No, I was just saying, I don't want people in porno being funny. Like,
no, the guy wasn't being
funny. This is not
funny.
This is very serious.
I feel like in regular sex, like a little bit of levity is good, but like in porno, mostly because I'm just like, I don't have the same sense of humor as anyone who does porno. I just know that. Mm. Like, I don't want to hear their jokes. I don't think I would like them.
Commit to what you're doing, you guys.
Exactly. Commit. Don't be doing bits. Don't be doing sex bits. Come yeah. on.
Hate a porn star anyway. Who can't turn it off.
Don't say things from iFunny from 10 years ago.
Don't show me memes. Yeah.
Don't yell Leroy Jenkins. In a, that's like what I imagined happening when people in porn are being funny, is they yell Leroy Jenkins. And I'm like, please don't.
Just the comments. Helping. Just the comments on Pornhub are all just the cry laughing face.
Well, anyway, what's this so,
no offense
before
to-
I shoot this fat rope, do you have any pictures of Spider-Man?
We're going to get like demonetized. This is we're the gonna- episode we're starting to put on YouTube. This is the one.
That is good.
We're going to be put in jail.
That's a good point. We're all going to jail. Anyway, there are some porn people who follow me on Twitter who I follow back who are legitimately funny. I'm sorry if I offended anyone.
We'll walk back there. She's walking it back.
Ooh. Just, but they're not funny in the pornos they make.
That bicycle go in reverse, Kath.
I'm just saying.
I don't want to see anybody smiling. I want to see grimacing the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
This is serious.
Get to work.
Yeah, that's right.
Number one is definitely not as racy as everything we just said. But y'all remember Fiona, the adorable hippo from the Cincinnati Zoo?
She's very cute. Yes.
Who could forget?
She's delightful. I feel like she's on my Twitter a lot.
Yeah, she's nice.
Yeah, she's great. And she's all grown up, folks. She's
boy, is she.
Well, that's what someone is saying.
She is now, she is, I think she's like a teenager, basically. And so her parents lived with her in the zoo, but her biological father, Henry, died in 2017, pretty soon after Fiona was born. And they brought in this new male hippo. Let me see. What is his name?
Craig.
Craig?
No,
that
is
insane.
No, I'm joking. But that's a very that's like a stepdad name.
That's
though.
A stepdad
Spider-Man.
Name. It's Tucker.
Ew.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is like it could be Craig because they give them all pretty normal names.
Yeah.
So Tucker was introduced to this little hippo family, and the Cincinnati Zoo very cutely kept calling Tucker Fiona's stepdad. Mm. And so we all know where this is going. Guys, Fiona's fucking her stepdad. Fiona yeah. and her stepdad.
We've seen it before. Fiona gets stuck in a washing machine.
Yeah. Stepdad, I'm caught in the big tire they hung from our tree. Help me out. Also, apologies to anybody who listens who's named Tucker. I just can't not think of Tucker Carlson. I think you have a lovely name.
Well, that's who it is. It's weird. He's in there.
Yeah.
Fiona's fucking Tucker
that's
Carlson.
That's what he does when he's not in the show, when not hosting that show. He's just hanging out at the Cincinnati Zoo.
In the hippo pen.
In the hippo pen.
The hippo enclosure.
Go back to your hippo enclosure, Tucker Carlson. There's a video of Tucker kind of chasing her around very playfully that the Cincinnati Zoo posted.
It's like, oh, this
recently.
Is cute.
Yeah. So apparently people are like very upset about this, and so the zoo had to release a statement that said, quote, "It's totally normal." And also
they're not
hippos
related.
Have no concept of what a stepdad
yeah,
is.
Right.
So
people they're not related by blood.
Yeah.
Exactly.
People at the zoo concerned when Fiona put her titties on the glass.
Yeah,
I need to know if they've ever fucked up on the glass. That seems not great.
I hate that more than shooting ropes. That sucks.
Yeah.
It's like Tucker's trying to climb over her, but he can't make it. What's going on? Just like a kid. It's like, all right, we gotta go. Get out of here.
I mean, that is like if you're a like kid on a field trip to a zoo, that is the dream, right? To get like catch some of the animals fucking and then all the teachers have to try to usher you away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the funniest thing that can happen at the zoo mm-hmm. if you're a kid.
Yeah. What's the funniest animal to see fucking? What do you think? Tortoises are up there because of the noise.
tortoises. I mean, hippos are pretty funny.
Yeah. Hippos seem violent.
As an adult, I don't really want to see any animals fucking. Like,
what
I
if
feel
it's
like
the
I
last
only,
two pandas on Earth?
I don't want to see it. I want them to do it.
But if you have to,
watch.
You have to
they
see
have
it.
You have to watch. That's their thing.
That's they like it. Yeah.
They like it. They like it if Kath watches.
That's why they haven't unlocked that piece of information.
Because I haven't gone to watch them.
Right. Because they're having a hard time mating. Yeah, but if you go, then maybe they'll be able
they
to.
They said, we want Kath to watch. They found Kath on.
I mean, I would. I would happily do that for them.
They found Kath on, FetLife Field, and they were like, we like her. She needs to come
she
watch.
She has to watch, and she can't bring her phone. She can't look at her phone.
Yeah, you have to put your phone in one of those pouches that Dave Chappelle uses in his shows.
Yeah, in one of the yonder pouches.
To make sure that you watch the... It's a Clockwork Orange type deal. You gotta...
Right. They'll know if I look
away.
You
gotta sit in an armchair and they'll put eye drops while you watch
right.
the
park. If you look away, they'll stop.
Right.
And they won't start again until you turn back.
Yeah. If you look away, if you stop looking for even a second, the panda's going to take Plan B. You have to keep watching.
They're going to go to this. They're going to go to the pharmacy.
Pandas are going to CVS.
The pharmacist is like, "Well, it is your right. I have to grant this to you, even though it will end your species."
Yep.
Well, yeah. I mean, look. If it helps, I'm happy to help. But I'm not doing it voluntarily. I'm not. Enjoying it. I don't want to see it. The only time I want to see it is if I am a child on a field trip and it makes the teachers embarrassed. That's it.
Did you guys ever there's a scale at the DC Zoo that you stand on it and it tells you what animal
you are.
That's
where they have to weigh you because you're too big.
No, it's for humans and you stand on it. It tells you what animal you are and it's just like the meanest shit to put into place where a lot of school trips happen.
I feel like you told us about this and I was like, that's barbaric. Yeah. They have to shut that down.
It's just like pig, giant pig. So come on.
It's all
every
pig.
Animal. The entire spectrum is somehow insulting. Yeah. Like every single animal.
How big of a pig are you? Step on our pig scale.
Right. You're a 80-pound pig.
Prize hog.
You're a 65-pound pig. Just like why are they all pig?
Never recovering socially after the Z scale calls me a prize hog.
Oh my God! Yeah, that would come up in therapy.
Just
for sure.
Why does it say "suey" at me? That's really disrespectful.
Skill just says "hot damn." Gotta go home.
Well, yeah. So speaking of Plan B, Fiona is on birth control. I don't think they elaborate on what that is.
Hippo birth control.
Yeah, they do have hippo birth control.
They're Catholic, so they do the timing thing.
Yeah.
It's timing based.
Well, they're Catholic, so they don't respect divorce and remarriage. So he's not really her stepdad.
Right,
know?
Correct, correct. Mm.
So yeah, they're just charting her cycle and he's not her stepdad, so it's fine. Yeah. It's fine in the eyes of the Pope. The Pope has blessed this.
The hippo Pope. The hippo.
Guys, it's fine. They told their stepdad to pull out, and that's hippo birth control. This is the worst episode we've ever recorded.
YouTube will shut down our channel on its debut episode.
That's enough.
Put this shit on LiveLeak, Pornhub, the only place.
Daily Motion. Mm-hmm. Dailymotion.ru.
We're putting it on Von Kachter, whatever the Russian one is. VK.
Yeah. So Fiona's getting it. Good for her.
Good for her.
I don't know how her mom feels about this.
Probably not great. I mean, if they feel.
Probably not awesome. But yeah, I don't know. Good for her. I'm proud of her.
So mom is just being fully ignored now? That's what's going on?
I don't know. I mean, maybe he's with both of them.
He's got like a harem in there.
He's going cult leader on this.
He's open. Well, you know he's not poly because he would tell you. It would be the first thing he'd say when you talk to him.
Yeah.
So BB, the mom is BB. The mom and Tucker had a baby together as well. So Fiona has a half sibling.
They can't be feeling great about the situation.
the mom's got to just be like, I'm done. I don't want any more kids. This is enough.
Yeah.
I'm over it. The mom's probably like, put me on birth control. What the fuck?
Yeah. I think you got to send them to different zoos now. I think it's send them to boarding school.
Wow. Disrupt their love.
Let the mom get out there, you know? Send her on a, you know, she can get a groove back out there.
Yeah. How Bibi got her groove back. Which means getting fucked by other hippos, I guess. I haven't seen.
Yep.
She can meet Tay Diggs. Isn't that?
Just, he's so charming. I mean, she'd love him.
Is he still active on Twitter where he follows like 400,000 people? And right? Wasn't that the...
Yeah, that was good.
He followed me. I remember everybody being like, oh, Tay Diggs follows me. And then everyone else being like, oh, he follows me too. And then everyone realized he just follows everyone.
I was wrong. He follows 664,000
people. Well, it's only grown. Yeah.
He is still here. He does still follow me. He tweeted a video 15 hours ago. I am not going to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, he follows everybody. So if you want to, you know, get filthy in the DMs with Tay Diggs' social media assistant and pretend
DMs
it's him.
DMs are open.
Yeah.
DMs are open.
I mean, that social media assistant gets just waves of nudes in Tay Diggs' DMs.
Yeah.
God, yeah, DM equivalent of
45-year-old women who just watched How Stella Got Her Groove Back, just going nuts.
The DM equivalent of like throwing a bra.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, yeah. I think good for Fiona. I'm sorry to Bibi. I hope they can figure this out. This crazy dysfunctional family. Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
They'll make it work.
They'll make it work. Plugs time.
Plugs.
Plugs, 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 plugs.
Everybody! Could have used a little Kim cheese. Patreon.com/whatatimepod. That is the best way to support the show. Bonus episodes every week, over 200 of them. We got access to the live streams, including one this Thursday, December 1st at 8 p.m. Eastern. We got a live stream archive. We've also got live show video. We've got Roadhouse commentary track, Fate of the Furious commentary track, free shipping on stuff at our merch store, which is whatatimepod.bigcartel.com. What else? I think that's... Oh, if you're at the $10 level, you can submit stories in the Discord and make Eli say shooting ropes. Let's try. I'm really, really, really working hard to try to force this one away from my thing.
I mean, pussy is like a funny word.
Did, unfortunately, my mom brought up bussy at Thanksgiving because she listens to the podcast sometimes and said, yeah, it bummed me out.
Oh. No,
I was not thrilled about it.
Let's hope she listened to this one with all that talk.
She for sure does not listen to the plugs.
It's like, I mean, we literally, some of the episodes, I feel like it was like if my cousins at Thanksgiving are like, oh, can I listen to your podcast with my kids? I'd be like, I don't think so. Probably not.
You can.
Which makes it it makes it sound like we say some crazy shit, but it's more just like, sometimes people bring up like shooting ropes out of nowhere. I don't know, probably wouldn't listen.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, so there's
Make
all that
your friends
stuff.
Listen, not your kids.
Yeah, put it on in the car. Put the earmuffs on your kids or whatever. You know, tell a friend, all that stuff. Give us a review on iTunes is a good way to support the show. We do have the YouTube channel, like we said. That's youtube.com/@whatatimepod is our channel. And we got a bunch of clips up there already, including some clips from, I believe, some Patreon shows, some of our best of stuff. But also, we're going to start putting the episodes up there. So if that's something, and hopefully we can get some algorithm-based listeners. Let's see. Is there anything else? What a Time Pod on Twitter. What a Time Pod on Instagram. whatatimepodcast@gmail.com. I am Patty Moe on the stuff. I'm going to plug my, I'm really loving Hive right now or what I have no idea about any of that stuff. I just squat on my name on all the things, I guess, but, that's it for me.
Hop on my Mastodon instance, fellas.
Clownpenis.fart.
I have another podcast called Lie, Cheat, and Steal. It's a true crime podcast about liars, frauds, thieves, and bullshitters. We release 2 free episodes a month and 2 Patreon-only bonus episodes a month. Check that out. I have my Twitter locked right now because I was on that like list of anti-fascist accounts or something.
Yeah, it's you and Benadryl.
Me, Benadryl, and Joe Biden.
And the FBI.
And the FBI. And I know Patty was on it. I don't know if Eli.
I am not.
If you were on it.
Podcast falling apart because I am not.
What is Antifa? Wait, what is this?
Am I just telling you about this?
I guess
it was this Kath big list of accounts. It was this big list of accounts that was being like sent around right wing.
Yeah, it was like one of those
right wing.
It felt like
media,
a scare thing. They're like, it's on Telegram, but there's like 4,000 accounts.
There's so
on
many.
It.
Yeah, there's like thousands of accounts on it.
For what purpose?
To like mass report people. It was like a list to like get like Mr. Musk, please remove these Antifa accounts. But then it's like Drill is on it. Like it's just
they use some. Sir, they please. Definitely use stupid. Some weird scrape to get it because there's so many yeah. weird. There's one that's the. It's just a bot that tweets stuff from Frog and Toad books.
Yeah,
it's like Mr. Like, Toad, you are my best friend. Mass
they
report.
They just took someone's following yeah. list or something. Like it's. I mean, it doesn't seem like anything's come of it, but they have been, like, a lot of people have been getting banned for what seems like no reason, so I just locked my account. But anyway, if you are on Twitter and you request to follow me and you look normal, I'll just let you follow me. At Kath Barbadoro. And,
I'm
yeah,
being deboosted and ghost banned. Sir, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm out here. It's me, my plugs, right?
Yep.
Okay. I didn't know if I interrupted you. I left my mind for a moment. I just went, yeah, I'm still out there on Twitter fucking raw-dogging it until this ship goes down. Just my name, Eli Yudin, E-L-I-Y-U-D-I-N. You can also follow me on Instagram. Same thing. I'd love some pictures of Spider-Man if anybody happens to have any of those lying around. You send those to me on Flickr or, you know. Not enough,
photo bucket.
Not enough pictures of Spider-Man on Wikimedia Commons. I'd like a couple more public domain options as far as pictures of Spider-Man go. That's it for me.
That's the plugs.
Thanks yeah. for listening, everybody.
Hey, thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.